who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, and we are all the way live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there, wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way tire buying should be. And we got our man Randy Mueller. He's always fun. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. Yes, former NFL Executive of the Year. And we also, we have a surprise, Rob.
Are we saying it or not?
In about 20 minutes now, we'll surprise the listeners.
And also, in this hour, we've made a change.
Yes,
Trash Talking
is
coming up 45 past the hour.
Yeah, so get your Trash Talking ready. You have 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. Even Rob Parker,
he's trashing me.
But anyway, Rob, let's get to tonight. The Los Angeles Lakers play the Oklahoma City Thunder.
It's a big game.
At Crypto.com Center. And LeBron, Rob, 36 points away from passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and becoming the all-time leading scorer in total points in NBA history. And I wasn't sure hours ago if LeBron was going to break it tonight. But with all the pomp and circumstance that he's brought out tonight, he going for it. If he doesn't break it, it'll be a surprise. Now, Rob G, tell us everything that is going on at Crypto.com.
Especially what he looks like, Rob G.
He wore a tux,
he
right?
He looks like he's going to a friend's wedding.
Is that right?
He's got a jet black tuxedo. He looks sharp as a bowl of marbles. But here's the big important deal. Kareem's going to be there.
Hold on.
I've been saying that for years. You've never noticed that.
Wow.
But in any event, Kareem's going to be there, which is a big deal, obviously.
Very nice, yes. That's a nice touch.
Ty Lue is going to be there. Over 200 credentialed members of the media will be there, which the Lakers say is the equivalent of a Western Conference or an early finals game.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
200. That's a lot. So for the people
don't they have like 1,200 for the finals? Because people come from all over the world. Maybe 200
live and in the arena at that point.
That's
okay, so
amazing.
Then you got his high school basketball teammates are going to be there. His wife and kids are going to be there. And this is the highlight. He flew his mother off of her vacation to be here tonight in Los Angeles.
I mean, I guess if he doesn't get it tonight, that he'll have all of them come Thursday is my guess. But he's clearly going for it. And I'm going to say this, though.
36 is within reach. I mean, that's not like
he can definitely
do
it.
Yeah, that's not like he's 55 away.
And I don't think he'd do this.
Like, you wouldn't do that, right? You wouldn't show up in a tux. You wouldn't fly mom in.
Right.
You know, I'm sure when she's jumping up and down, he's not going to tell her to sit her butt down. Not this time.
But look, 36 is not easy.
No. But it's still doable.
If I'm Lou Dort from Oklahoma City,
you,
I'm
you
like,
trying
you
to
ain't
stop
get,
him?
Heck yeah.
Look at Chris. Chris wants to
you
rain
wouldn't?
On everybody's parade.
You wouldn't.
No, I would. I would do whatever I could.
He is not getting his 36 on me. Like, now with all this, if you didn't bring all this to the place, then I'd be like, okay.
But you got
bringing all this?
We got three forwards with six fouls each, and we're going to use all of them tonight. If you're going to get them, it's going to be 36 free throws. That's how you're going to get it tonight.
Well, Rob, the big talk as well was that will LeBron break the record with a sky hook? Now, that, of course, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's signature shot.
And which we've always talked about, Chris, how no other big man ever copied that. It's one of the greatest shots. You can't contest it, Chris. You can't stop it. And all these big guys who don't have any kind of moves, like when they used to have big guys who played in the middle, I couldn't believe guys never took it up. But anyway.
I don't know why guys.
I just don't understand it. But I'm going to say this.
They do a jump hook, but
right,
not a sky hook.
Yeah. And I say, LeBron James, if you're listening, do not do a sky hook for the basket to put you ahead of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It will be hokey. It will be phony. It will be baloney. Don't do it.
But now, look, first of all,
I don't
think it would be – probably wouldn't be a sky hook. It would probably be a jump hook. But you mean to tell me, if he does a sky hook or hook shot of some sort and makes it and breaks the record on that, you wouldn't think that was cool?
No, because you know what the real choice is, Chris, or what could really happen? Is he tries that
and misses
four or five of them trying to get the basket
like
that.
I don't think he'd do it.
Do you know what
I
mean? Would you think if he missed the first one, he would be like, okay, I ain't going to do that again. Do you see what I'm saying?
I could see maybe two.
Right? He could try it a couple times and then be like, all right, LeBron, can you just score a basket?
You got to be winning the game badly.
To do that. That's just so out of what he does, Chris. You don't need to do that. I would like to see LeBron run over somebody and go to the basket and score, and the official doesn't blow the whistle.
So
that would be the
what would be
basket.
The ideal? That's how the ideal for you.
When I think about LeBron scoring, that's what I mostly think about.
I guess I think he'll break it on a three, but I would guess. I guess if I could pick my choice, it'd probably be a breakaway dunk with his signature, tomahawk.
You could do that,
signature tomahawk. But I'm gonna be honest. If I was LeBron, I wouldn't care how I broke it.
Right,
he said he didn't want to do it on a free throw. I wouldn't have a problem doing it on a free throw. I mean, they count just like all the other
shots. You remember
that
terrible Michael Strahan sack of Brett Favre?
Yes.
That was probably the worst. It was the remember that when Brett Favre just fell down and they credited him with a sack? I was like, dude, oh,
that's bad.
That's why
you hope that OKC will go out there and compete. Now, these boys are young.
And here's the other.
A lot of them grew up watching LeBron.
Here's another number, though, Chris. He has scored 36 or more seven times in his
season.
16 games, right?
But seven times in the last 16 games. Wow. He hadn't done over 30 or more in the last three. But wow. Seven times in the last 16.
Another thing that's very important, because we were talking about this before the show. TNT and the NBA have announced that they will not stop the game to honor him breaking the record if the game is under 1 minute and within 6 points. Because we were talking about what happens if they stop
the game, that wouldn't be fair.
A close game and they got to finish
it. That wouldn't be fair.
So they won't celebrate it until after the game.
Okay.
Chris, you have a problem with that?
No, if they do it after the game.
Right. I think that's fair because you're going to stop the game for 20 minutes, you know what I mean, or 15 minutes. And that ain't fair to the other team.
What all do they have planned, do you know? I mean, just obviously
Is the commissioner in the building?
Out.
Nothing. I'm sure he is, but there's nothing definitive that they're going to do. They just said they will acknowledge that when he breaks.
Well,
it,
that's the same my way question is like how long. You know, when Steph, I'm trying to remember it now. The 3-point record isn't close to as significant, but when Steph broke that, you bring your parents out, I guess. You're hugging your parents, your teammates.
You're going to say some words or your team.
You say a few words. They'll bring Kareem out. So it could be 15 minutes. They'll bring Kareem out.
What if they do that and they're down by 14?
It don't matter.
So
this year is about LeBron breaking this record. And look, you heard him, Rob G. I think Lakers fans should be heartened by LeBron saying, you know what?
You've been
I'm
hanging out with J.J. Redick too much.
Did J.J. Redick say
that? We did a topic on this earlier in the season.
No, what I'm talking about is LeBron saying in his interview with Michael Wilbon that we got enough. I'm focused on winning it with my guys. That's a warrior. That's what I like to see.
I want to break in real quick. Did you see the story about Isaiah Thomas going to the Suns in the front office with the new owner? So
Isaiah Thomas, the legend?
Yes.
What is the story?
That he's going to have a prominent role in the front office with the new Suns owner. You know who's a Michigan State guy.
Is that true, Rob G? Because Rob sometimes
have you seen
gets
it?
Fooled.
No. Yeah. Have you seen it, Rob G? Or am I?
So
no,
Isaiah
you're right.
Thomas is going to be in the front office with the Suns. Good
That's worked
Isaiah.
Out very well for him in the past, by the way, right. In the front office.
Yeah.
Well, no, he wasn't as bad. No, hold on. You saw those stories. His draft record in New York
Ronaldo
was
Ronaldo Balkman was a tremendous draft pick.
No, actually. But overall, his draft record was David Lee, Nate Robinson. I mean, low picks. He did
All
a good
right.
job.
I don't want to get off track. Bad. I just saw that.
So then why'd you say it?
Because I just saw it. I thought it was important. No, Isaiah.
It is good. I'm happy for Isaiah. Yeah, that's my friend, and that's great. Here, Rob, let me ask you this. And Rob G., if you – you want to weigh in, feel free. LeBron generally, I don't think of people to think of him as one of the all-time great scorers. Do you think that's fair or right that he's not viewed as that?
I think it's fair. I don't think he's you talked about it, Chris. No signature shot, you know.
Well, I think that's why people don't.
Right,
he
scores. He's a great player, but I agree. I don't think people would look at him and say, "Man, he's an unbelievable scorer," or what he is.
No, but my thing is this: I do think you have to recognize. Now he's not Michael Jordan. Maybe you want to put Kevin Durant ahead of him. There are other guys you want to put ahead of him. But to say LeBron is not a great scorer, how do you say that? When he averages 27 points for his career and he does it on 50% shooting, I get that he doesn't have the arsenal. I think why people don't view him that way are two reasons. One, he doesn't really have a go-to shot.
Yep.
Maybe three. And he's not a great shooter. Like, he's a great finisher at the rim, but I mean – you know, big guys or strong guys or athletic guys can do that. But he doesn't, even though he can hit a mid-range shot, he's not a great mid-range shooter. He can hit a three. He's not a great three-point shooter.
Not a great free throw shooter.
Not a great free throw shooter. And so
I
think
those see
two,
those
and
things,
then thirdly,
right.
He doesn't even really think of himself as a scorer. So I think those are the reasons why. But my point is just, it's like Shaq. Oh, Shaq didn't. All he did was dunk. So?
Right.
I mean, you couldn't stop it.
No, right.
I don't
right.
care if every basket he ever made was a dunk. If you can't stop it to the tune of 30 points a game, then so what? And I think that's – like, LeBron has to be recognized as a great scorer. Not the greatest, but a great scorer just because of the production.
That's fair, but not one of the greatest scorers. I agree with you.
Well, I mean, how far down you go. Like, I think pure scorer – maybe separates.
Right. Okay.
Pure. Because Kevin Durant has not scored as much as LeBron. Even I don't even think per game. It's close. But he is because
you know
he's such
guy.
A great shooter.
Right.
Right?
And
Steph
he can
is such
score.
A great shooter.
And he can score from anywhere.
Right.
Durant.
Right. I mean, I think though when people think scores, they think go-to move. Jordan had the mid-range. Kareem had the sky hook. Durant is just a fantastic shooter. Same with Steph. I think those are some of the things people think about. I think they think of LeBron more as athletic, strong, big, and incredibly skilled as far as knowing the game, seeing the floor, passing the ball for a guy his size, and intelligent player. But I don't think they think score, you know. And I kind of get it. But I just think, yay, the dude is a great scorer.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And Super Week here on Fox Sports Radio is presented by Chalk, C-H-O-Q. It's the reigning champion of natural men's health. Supercharge your game with higher T, maximum energy, and laser focus. You can visit Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, to kick off your subscription today. That's chalk.com. Subscribe now. Speaking of higher T, our next guest, he started off. Now, these are not my words, Jonah. Jonah Knox, the great Jonah Knox. But these are not my words. Rob G said you used to be the Odd Couple side piece.
It's true.
And now you are a superstar here at Fox Sports Radio.
Jonas, come on. He's a
big
time.
In the mornings with LeVar Arrington and Brady Quinn.
Yeah.
And you're on with two real athletes, real ex-professional athletes, uh-oh, not just an ex-college athlete and an ex-little leaguer.
Oh,
you're on with a real, two real pro athletes. So you doing, holding it down. down.
Or a Hall of Famer. I'm in the Hall of Fame, too.
By the way, Rob Parker was one of those Little League World Series star from, like, Chinese Taipei who was 32. He was 32, right. Pretended to be an 11-year-old. Right. Yeah, that was a Rob Parker move.
What's up, Jonas?
Listen,
Knox?
I'm happy to be back. I don't get to see you guys hardly at all. And this was, you know, always a tradition. I loved hanging out with you guys. I was the Odd Couple side piece. And then I stopped getting called.
You had a show.
So now, you know, I wake up really, really late in the day, 1 a.m., and then come on and do the morning show, and we have fun, and, you know, we bust balls. It's the similar vibe to where it's the needling, the teasing back and forth, and, you know, you get after it a little bit. It's fun, though.
Two pros and a cup of joe, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific.
Yes.
6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. You got to check it out. Yep. They do. Y'all have fun. You have legitimate, informed discussions, but also a lot of fun.
You got to have fun. Like, the problem is too many people take themselves way too serious.
Rob Parker.
There's definitely that. I mean, you know that.
Are you kidding me? I'm loose. I'm a loose cannon.
Hold on a second. I gotta tell the story.
What story?
I gotta tell the story. All right. People need to understand what running into Rob Parker is like at the Super Bowl. So I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna peel back the curtain that 99.9% of people have no idea about. So yesterday morning, we get done with the show at 7 o'clock local time here in Arizona. I go back to the hotel. Rob and everybody's staying at the same hotel. And I'm going down there to get, you know, see what they have, get a little breakfast or, you know, get a water or something like that. And I see Rob Parker, and he asks the person behind the counter for a hot water. And I'm not even thinking anything of it. Like, okay, he just wants the hot water. No problem. That's, you know, what it's his business. And then as we're talking, you know, he's telling me something about Kyrie or we're having some small talk. Rob reaches into the front pocket of his Odd Couple Nike shirt that was bought at Ross Dress for Less. And the patch was made at a mall kiosk, probably at the Scottsdale Fashion Square. Rob reaches into his front pocket and pulls out a tea bag. And I said, did you bring your own tea bag? He's like, I'm so cheap.
I'm not paying $4 for a cup of tea.
Here's the ridiculousness of it, though, Jonas. I mean, he wears $700 Balenciaga sneakers.
I don't get
Louis
it.
Vuitton seats in his car.
Stop.
But you bring tea bags on vacation.
I have to balance.
It doesn't make sense.
I have to balance the budget. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm spending money.
I hate to break it to you, but that doesn't balance the budget. Some $700 Jordans, Travis Scott Jordans.
You're trying to save $4 on tea.
It's not balancing.
And then I ask him, I go, Rob, why did you do that? He goes, no. You got because they're not even like name brand tea bag. It's like signature.
Not to mention it had been in there for an hour, and a half.
What I just picked.
Okay, yeah, that you got that from catering over down the hall. But they're signature select. It's like some store brand somewhere, like from like Pick and Save or someplace like that. And then I tell him, I was like, Rob, why those? He's like, no, these are the boats, the greatest tea bags of all time. Hey. And I said, all right, listen, man, you got to do what you got to do.
Hey,
you
know, I got to make ends meet. I'm practical.
Right.
You know, it's not like, you know, you guys got families, kids, wives, you guys all that. I'm trying to make sure.
Precisely. So what, we got money to save for other people. You don't.
It's just you by yourself. I got to make sure I have enough singles as I get older down the road.
Did you know that Rob's birthday party is coming up in a little over a year? Were you aware of that? Did you get the invitation?
They still have billboards up in New York City for his high school Hall of Fame induction. I went to his party, Jonas. There must have been 2 dozen billboards with Hall of Famer. Congratulations, Rob. Hall of Famer.
Of course.
I just want to make sure you were at the right party. Just to make sure you're at the right party.
By the way, I have no idea where this year's Final Four is at, but I know where Rob Parker's birthday party is a year from now. I know that.
And you know, the only bad thing, like, I'm like – securing 150 rooms, you know, for people coming to the party.
Yeah.
That I can't get Marriott points from, you know, like everybody.
Yeah,
coming
it's
in.
A shame.
That's the only bad part.
It's a damn. But you know, like the person who's really got it bad in this whole situation is Robert Guerra, because he's the guy who, you know, takes care of all Rob Parker's expenses, you know, for all these lavish trips and vacations. So, you know, like him having to break down, like, Rob, do you really want to expense out, you know, a Dixie cup from the Golden Girls cruise? And I saw Rob have to go through all these layers of receipts and all that to try and make it happen.
When we were in Atlanta, Rob G and Chris were like, wait a minute, how do you have so many more Lyft cab rides when we all were together for the whole day?
What was happening, Jonas, is we do our show, we might go out to eat, the three of us, maybe somebody else with us, and we were all staying in the same hotel. So we would go up the elevator, all of us going up the elevators. Rob G gets off his floor. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. I get off, and Rob would act like he's getting off and then go back down and Uber to the House of Ill Repute.
And that would be
really cool.
Yeah, and he'd have all these extra receipts. It was like, dude, we went home together. What are you doing?
That's your spot, man. Like, you were there before Lou Williams, correct?
Hey, they got the wings named after Lou Williams. And the best part was, this Christmas they sent me a Magic City hoodie for Christmas.
Is that true?
They did not.
Yeah,
did they really?
Let me show you the picture. Beautiful Magic City hoodie for Christmas.
Wow.
I know the Suns owner,
Chris. If we got a Magic City hoodie mailed to us, I don't know about your wife. My wife would put a shiv in my ribs. Okay, that is 100% what would happen.
Yeah, it would be real problems at the Broussard household.
There's no way you're explaining that away. It's not happening.
You could just say, it's just a sweatshirt. It's just a sweatshirt. Don't worry about it.
Well, he is Jonas Knox, and he is fantastic. Check him out on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific, with LeVar Arrington, 6 to 9 Eastern, and Brady Quinn. It is great stuff.
Never missed Two Pros in the Joe.
Why is that?
Cup of Joe.
Why is that?
I never listened to it, so I never missed it.
Just alley-oop. The same old alley-oop routine.
Right. You know I could.
Every time.
I
no, you guys are the best, man. I love you guys.
Appreciate
and obviously
it.
Congrats on all your success.
Thank you
guys,
man.
Have been killing it for years, and anytime I get to see you guys, I always miss you, and we always have a good time.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate it.
All right, brother.
Awesome. Yep. Seeing you guys.
All right. It is more iCouple coming your way with Randy Mueller next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the off season.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about it.
Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, and we're live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. It's great. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
And don't forget to call in for trash talking. If you want to line up, yes, you should do it now. 877-99 on Fox.
877-996-6369. Our man, he's a former NFL Executive of the Year, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, and sneaky hip-hop.
He's a hip-hop
expert. Yes. Our man, Randy Mueller. Randy. Randy, how are you?
I'm doing great. I thought I was calling in for trash talking, man. Come on.
Who are you going to trash, Chris? Yeah.
Well, Red, I'm going to ask you a non-Super Bowl question to start off. You probably have seen the reports that the Ravens and Lamar Jackson are $100 million in guaranteed money apart. So do you think this is the end of his tenure with the Ravens and that he'll be traded, or is it still as simple as them franchising him and him likely playing for him on that tag?
Well, I think there's a lot to be determined yet. I don't know if we can quite answer that, but if the rumors are true and there's that much of a disparity, I think his days are probably numbered. I just know that the Ravens have ran a really fiscally responsible operation for as long as I can remember. They don't do things willy-nilly. They have a plan. They care about the future, and they don't want to set club precedent. I understand Lamar has his views, but if this is the hill that he wants to die on, I think it's going to be hard for them to throw him a life preserver to reel him back in. I know they don't want to replace him, but I know they will consider their negotiating stance is pretty sacred, and most NFL teams are like that. So I think it's going to be hard to mend that fence. And I think you saw John Harbaugh show frustration throughout the year with some of the relationship issues that came up, whether it was the injury stuff, obviously the negotiations haven't been a factor during the season, but I think the results of those negotiations have kind of led Lamar down a certain road. So it's not good. I do think they will tag him at the end of the day, and then I think then the game's on to sort out what's going to happen.
Could they – I mean, the reports were 5 years, $250 million, $133 million guaranteed. If you're offering $250 to me, is it unreasonable or just something you think they will never do for them to go up to, say, $200 guaranteed?
I think that would be unprecedented for them to do.
Wow.
I think you could maybe see them go to $150, and again, we're just speculating, right, but I don't think they would ever go the other, you know, $100 million or whatever he's looking for. I just don't think the Ravens have ever done that. They would really have to break their precedent that they have set in running their franchise for many, many years, and I just don't see them doing that at this time.
I think it's garbage by the Ravens. I'm going to admit it. When you got a guy who wins 75% of their games and is giving his body and is putting his livelihood in jeopardy every time he's out there trying to win games for you in the style that he plays, which is advantageous to you winning, I think you have to take a look and make a sacrifice. He could be hurt on any play. I don't like it, Randy, that – other people in the league. General managers' contracts are guaranteed. Coaches' contracts are guaranteed. I don't believe in that. And if you have leverage and you're a player and you want to hold out and make them pay you, we've seen players in this league get guaranteed contracts. Deshaun Watson got a guaranteed contract. With the Vikings.
Kirk Cousins
got a guaranteed contract. I don't think this is out of bounds. And if the Ravens don't want to be that guy, that's fine. But I don't think what Lamar's asking, Randy, is outrageous. I really don't.
Well, I think we all have little different opinions on it, and I can understand that. Maybe if I was a player or his agent, I would be, you know, saying the same thing. I do think that they're willing to reward him. They have offered him a lot of money, what most of us would agree to be fair. Whether they come to a agreement in the middle somewhere is yet to be seen. I just don't think they're going to pay him for past efforts. And I don't think anybody's questioning his heart, his desire, his effort. Nobody's questioning that at all. I think the style that he has to play with because of his skill set does put his body in jeopardy, but I don't even think they're penalizing him for that. They understand and value him probably more than any other team. The players that you mentioned were both free agents. Cousins was a free agent. Watson was a free agent. If Lamar wants to play that route, he's got to get to that point, which means he'd have to play another year and hope they didn't tag him the following year. That's just the rules of the game, and those have been collectively bargained. So
no, I know that you're bad rules, but I get it. I understand it.
Do you think there are other teams, a significant number of other teams, that would give him a fully guaranteed contract?
I really don't, Chris. I don't think so. I think you may find one team, but you found one for Minnesota in the case of Cousins, one for Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. I just don't think teams are willing to do that. I just think it's a bridge that very few have ever crossed, and I think they worry about club precedent doing it, and I just don't think they will. Now, you've got to find a team that fits his skill set, for one thing, and wants to run that kind of an offense. So style and substance are part of it. I don't see a bunch of teams in a bidding frenzy for his services. I do think he can probably get a better deal, but he's going to have to play out the process in order to get that.
Now, let me ask you this, because if Jalen Hurts and the Eagles win on Sunday, he will be the first running, quote-unquote, running quarterback to win the Super Bowl. Do you think, I know Cam Newton and Kaepernick have been in the Super Bowl, but he'd be the first to win it. Do you think that would be a significant kind of change in the NFL? Would that make teams view running quarterbacks differently, or do you think it's not a big, wouldn't be a huge deal?
I don't think it's that big a deal. I think people see Jalen Hurts as a really good player, and I would view him the same way, who has really improved his passing game. And I think the fact that he can run, the fact that he's a bigger guy and can take the pounding is great. I just don't know how sustainable that is. We saw this when Michael Vick came in. Everybody said that's going to change what you look for in quarterbacks. It really hasn't changed anything. You still are looking for that guy that can beat you from the pocket by processing and making all the throws. That's not a reflection of anything else other than that's the system that's allowed people to win Super Bowls in the past. I do think Jalen is capable of being a really good passer, and he's already shown that. He may be the MVP just like Lamar Jackson was. That may not be what everybody's looking for, but if you can find another Lamar, if you can find another Jalen Hurts, people will find it. That's not a problem. They would do that, but I think their skill set is so rare and unique that even that is hard to find.
Hey, Randy, one last thing here, and I know we didn't get a chance to talk to you since Brady announced his retirement, but how shocked were you? There were places, you know, people were talking about, is he going to go to San Francisco, you know, and there are a couple other spots where they were, the Raiders, you know, with Josh McDaniels. Were you surprised that he pulled the plug coming off that season and the loss to the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs?
No, I wasn't. I think, Rob, that his body had kind of told him this was it for me. He looked like a downtrodden, beaten down guy, and I'm glad he pulled the plug on it when he did. I just don't think, with everything he went through personally, that he was willing to go to the West Coast, uproot a family dynamic, whether it's perfect or not, I don't know. But he wants to raise his kids. He wants to be a dad. He wants to be part of his family. And I don't think that would happen if he were clear out in on the West Coast somewhere. So I just think it doesn't surprise me. I think it's for real, and I'm happy that he's going to move on with life.
Quickly, Randy, before you go, who you got in the game, the Super Bowl?
You know, I have the Chiefs, Chris. I think Mahomes, the way they can move the ball, I think these two teams played a year ago and the Chiefs dominated them. Now, I know the Eagles are better now. I'm not sure Jalen Hurts is 100%, and that bothers me. And people say, well, neither is Mahomes, but we saw what Mahomes could do last week. I didn't think the Eagles hit on all cylinders last week in their conference championship game. I think the Chiefs and Pat Mahomes are going to be hard to beat.
All right, that's Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year. Great stuff.
We'll have you on even if you're wrong, Randy, next week.
I appreciate it, guys. I'll look forward to it.
Yep. Enjoy the game, buddy. All right, Trash Talking Tuesday is next, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to shine and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, we're live from TireRack.com's studios, and we can talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Trash Talk is now.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, here we go, Chris. Our maiden voyage in the second hour of the program, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, and a Trash Talking Tuesday. Mitchell in New Jersey, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Mitchell?
What's up, fellas? I'm trashing two teams. How you doing?
Great.
My Clippers, not trading from Cam Reddish. I don't think it'll cost them just a second. And the Dallas Mavericks. What are they thinking? Don't you learn from history? What's that old saying? Rob, if you don't know your history, you're bound to repeat it.
Yep.
Look at all these teams. This is his fourth team. It won't be his last. They're going to regret it. But it'd be exciting to see. 215. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Mitchell, there we go. Let's go to Jeremy in Orange County. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Jeremy, who you trashing?
All right, so I'm a longtime apologist for this guy. I'm a diehard Niner fan, but I am absolutely giving the middle finger and trashing Jimmy G for every time that – the only time they showed him is he was smiling on the sideline.
Wow.
I was very angry in that game, and, you know, we had no chance with no quarterback. It is what it is. Eagles won. But the only – he wasn't there offering no help to Purdy. Even Trey Lance was on the sideline helping Purdy. So my middle finger now goes to Jimmy G for smiling on the sideline as a big F you to us. So I'm going to give a F you to him.
Wow. All right. There you go. What about Ray in Iowa? You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Ray?
I'm trashing you, Mr. Rob.
Rob Parker.
Yeah, because of how much you hate Tom Brady all the time. You literally said a few weeks ago that Tom Brady does not belong in the Hall of Fame, even though he's without question the greatest of all time. But here's the thing, though. The reason why you said that is because he cheated when there's actually no evidence he even participated in it. And you also made the connection with Barry Bonds and the MLB. Because you said, well, they're not allowing him in, so Tom Brady shouldn't get in. There's no evidence that Tom Brady even participated in Deflategate, when we all know Barry Bonds used steroids. Now, I'm not saying Barry Bonds is not a Hall of Famer, because he was a Hall of Famer without steroids. But at the same time, what Barry Bonds did was far more egregious than what Tom Brady did. And by the way, Tom Brady didn't even do anything, because Deflategate was the biggest the real job in NFL history and probably sports history.
All right, Ray, there you go. I can't respond. I'll let you have your day. Sean in Sacramento, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Sean, how'd you find us in this second hour of the show?
You know I'm a three-hour caller, man. You know I'm a daily three-hour caller. Still download the podcast, and, hey, it's usually just to hear y'all fine takes, man. My uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. And, you know, it wouldn't be trash without me trashing guys like Chris Broussard. How dare the All-Star voters snub my man De'Aaron Fox? And who do they get in there? None other than Paul George. The same Paul George who takes half his nights off on purpose to rest his tired legs, all of a sudden finds the energy to get into the All-Star game. And Triple J, how many games has he even played this season? Before you start complaining about everything that he did last year with the high points per game without the wins, look at what he's doing this year. Third in the competitive West, brand new dad, and he needs to make it now that Steph's gone. I'm trashing y'all.
Man.
Wow.
All right, Sean.
I did vote for Sabonis.
You did?
Yes.
We got time for one more. MJ in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, MJ?
I'm trashing GM Christopher Dana Dane Broussard for his terrible takes on First Things Late and the Herd. Chris stated there was only one place he saw wanting Kyrie Andrew Irving. The L.A. Lakers, wrong. He wouldn't want to bring him in 100 miles of Luka. Chris also mentioned, let Kyrie sit. No one else is going to want him. And wouldn't want to reward him by trading him, that Kyrie would still be in a Nets uniform on February 10th. Chris also wrote with Ephraim's bad take of wanting to see Kyrie come off the bench. And that he didn't have any leverage. We saw on ESPN and Fox and the Internet the frenzy talking about the trade. Four teams positioning for Kyrie's services, four teams more than GM Chris thought. Kyrie was traded and will be paired with Luka and the Mavs, a lot closer than the 100 miles. Kyrie won't be in the Nets unit on February 10th like Chris stood on. The coming off the bench idea, pure ridiculousness.
All right, there we go.
All right, that's a good trash talk, Rob.
In this hour,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. So now trash talk will be in the second hour of the show, so keep that in mind. We got an hour left. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.